Yesterday we mentioned the Gemara in Eridin. The Gemara tells the story. There was a baby who was baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was scheduled for Yom HaShmini, the next Shabbos. And there's a machlokes hatanoim, where the mila bizman is derech Shabbos, only the actual bris mila itself, or even the machshirei mila, the hachonis in advance. So Rabbi Blazer is of the opinion, Rabbi Blazer ben Hurkan is of the opinion that even the hachonis are also derech Shabbos, and we don't paskin like him. The Gemara tells the story in his city, they followed his sheet even years after he passed away, and nobody was punished and fakert. When the government made gzera prohibiting bris mila, the gzera was never applied to his city, because they were mechabev the mitzvah. But we don't pass like Rabbi Blazer. We hold that as chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the achanis. So the Gemara tells the story. That's a Mishnah Rabbi Blazer in the Mila, beginning of Perek Rabbi Blazer in the Mila. So the Gemara in Erevin tells the story. Who yinuki dishtapech hamime? In the days of the Gemara, they had to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. Today the mechabev says we don't do it. Apparently the hygienic conditions were so much improved in the 1500s in Tzfas that they didn't have to do it. So in America we don't do it either. So the Gemara tells a story. They had prepared hot water to bathe the baby before and after. All the hot water spilled out. So you can't perform the bris if you don't wash the baby with the warm water before. So the Gemara says they asked the guy to carry warm water from someone else's apartment to the place where the bris was taking place, because it was a chatzah she'enim u'revis. So the whole prohibition of carrying a chatzah she'enim u'revis only with the rabbanon. That's takana shleim ha'melech, that you need eruv v'chatzeres. So amir u'liyakam ana the rabbanon, the shvuz b'makam mila is mutter. So the Taisus in Gittin, and Daf Chesed and Beis, has two opinions. Maybe that's only shvuz the shvuz b'makam mila, because mila is derech Shabbos, even though the machshirei mila on that derech Shabbos. The hachonas are not derech Shabbos, we paskin, but still mitzvahs milah so chomer it's derech Shabbos, and maybe there we allow shvuz de shvuz to do the hachonas, but with respect to any other mitzvah, perhaps not, and we don't paskin like that. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the other opinion in Taisus, any mitzvah shvuz de shvuz makom mitzvah any mitzvah. So Taisus learns the Gemara by Yas that the whole shakla b'tariyah in the Gemara is based on the assumption that shvuz the shvuz from makom mitzvah is muta. Why? Because the Tosis explains in the Gemara daf hamid base. Reb Yudah, who says dovashen miskaven is osir on Shabbos, he only meant it's osir at the rabbanon. Menatora dovashen miskaven. Menatora Reb Yudah is maskim with Reb Shimon. Dovashen miskaven is muta on Shabbos. And kol atora kula. Reb Yudah holds dovashen miskaven is osir menatora. That's the Gemara. Reb Leizer in the Mila. Reb Yudah's opinion is dovashen miskaven is osir menatora. But on Shabbos, you can't say Dov Shein Miskaben is Asman Atar, because you're lacking Malechus Machshavah. So the worst it could be is the Rabbanon. So if it's a combination of two factors together, so Dov Shein Miskaben plus that it's a Mekalkel. So either on its own would be sufficient to explain why Menatar it's Mutter. Either Dov Shein Miskaben is Mutter Menatar or Mekalkel is Mutter Menatar. So that's a Shvuz de Shvuz. It's only prohibited based on a combination of two chumris min derabban. So that's what the Gemara says, shvuz the shvuz, b'amaka mitzvah is muta. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah, bias mitzvah. The Gemara called it, bilas mitzvah. The Tosfos dalon amid aleph, yes, why is the bi'ur rishoni called the bias mitzvah? But the Gemara calls it, boil bilas mitzvah. Why is it that called the bilas mitzvah? The first bi'ur after the nisim is called the bilas mitzvah. Why should that be so? So Tosfos gives a whole explanation. Okay. There's a Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a suggestion, probably not correct, but a possible suggestion. The Rambam has a unique opinion, which the Ravid disputes. The Rambam's opinion is that a Kohen is not permitted to marry a Grusha, and if he lives with a Grusha, he gets Malkus, so that's only if Kiddush Boal. Now, all the Kohanim, they all know that shtick. A Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, so he won't go to an Orthodox rabbi. He'll go davke to a Reform rabbi, or to a justice of the peace, and get married. He can't control himself. There's only one world, only one girl in the whole wide world, this Grusha. He has to marry the Grusha. No other girls available. So he knows that if it's going to be Mekadesh the girl, Kedas v'Kalocha, with Edim K'sherim, then according to the Rambam, he's going to get Malkus. So if it's just be living with the woman without Kiddushin, so it'll only be Anisa de Rabbanon. That's a question. The Rambam says if Baal Bali Kiddushin, so you don't get Malkus. The Rambam meant that it's only Anisa de Rabbanon. I meant that it's an Issa deraisa, but there's no Malkus. So he mentioned that years ago there was a character, he had learned in yeshivas, and then he was a shanu pirish, and he became a shofet, he became a judge on the Supreme Court, I think, in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Shofet Kohen. Obviously he was a Kohen. So he married a Grusha. So when he married the Grusha, he married her in Cyprus, and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked him, why did he marry her in Cyprus? How does a Kohen marry a Grusha? Can I get a din? He learned in yeshivas. Can I get a din? So he said, the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is only an Issa derabbanan, because it's only an Issa deraisa. You only get Malkus if Kiddush Abal. And he married her with a justice of the peace. He didn't have Eidim Sherim, so the Kiddushin wasn't Chal. So it's a Boal, Bali Kiddushin. It's only an Issa derabbanan. So we mentioned the Rav Shach has in a Sefer on the Rambam, the long essay is explaining Rambams. And then in the end of the Sefer on Issa Rebiya, he has one page where he has just a paragraph. A little paragraph, not a whole shtick, though. Usually has a whole shtick, though. Just a little paragraph that the Minchas Chinuch writes, according to the Rambam, that Bala Kiddushin is only an Issa Derabbanan. He writes, with all due respect, the Minchas Chinuch is not correct. It's clear in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think he quotes, that it's an Issa Deraisa, but it's like a Chotzi Shir. The Issa Bishleimuso, you only get Malkus if you violate the Issa Bishleimuso. So Bala Kiddushin is not the full Issa, only Kiddush Bala. Okay. So that's but now that's the shtick, that if a Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, so it's like a Pikoch Nefesh. Some of the Orthodox rabbis considered like Pikoch Nefesh. There's only one world, only one girl in the whole wide world that he can marry. But an Orthodox rabbi shouldn't be Masada Kedushin. They should go to Reform Rabbi, conservative, go to the Justice of the Peace. So it'll only be an Issa de Rabbanan according to the Rambam. That's what they assume, according to the Rambam. So what kind of a din is that? That it's only Kiddush Shabuah. Rav Soloveitchik made a suggestion, probably not correct. He made a suggestion, maybe it's only Bir Rishayna, because the Bir Rishayna is the Gemar of the Kiddushin. So maybe the Issa really is. By Chayvi Krisis, you can't say that you need Kiddush Abual and Kiddushin Tovsin, but by Chayvi Lavin, by Mamzeres Yisrael, and by Grusha Lekoyin, and so on. So there the Rambam says you only get Malkus if it's Kiddush Abual. So it could be that it's not really, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. According to the Rambam, it's not an Issa Bir. Chaybi Krisis is an Issa Bia. Chaybi Lavin is not an Issa Bia, it's an Issa Ishus. So the Issa is only violated if you do the Bia Derech Kiddushin. So Rav Soloveitchik, that's correct. Then Rav Soloveitchik added on, this part is a suggestion, probably not correct. Maybe it's only Bia Rishayna. Maybe only the Bia Rishayna is the Gemara of the Ishus. And maybe on a Bia Shneer there wouldn't be Malkus. Probably not correct. But that was a suggestion that he made. Anyway, so the Taisa says over here, that if you have the shvus, if you have it's mekalkel plus it is double shein and miskaven, so double shein and miskaven the Rabbi Yehuda on Shabbos only the Rabbanan, so the shvus b'makam mitzvah, the bir rishayna, so the shvus b'makam mitzvah, there's room to be made. That's how we assume lalo. Yeah, every shvus the shvus b'makam mitzvah, why is it only muta b'makam mitzvah? Why shouldn't it always be muta? Why don't you say it's gzera? The Gemara says the Chacham have no authority, they have no right to make Gzera. Rashi in the beginning of Beitz, on the base on the base, says, how do the Chacham have authority to make any Gzeras? Asus Yog LaTorah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Anshek Nes 3. And it was Asus Yog LaTorah. So what's the basis of Asus Yog LaTorah? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, on Daf Chaf Aleph, it's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos, Mishmatem is Mishmatel, Lidulti Asos, Michokos, Atoivos, Aila, and so on. So Shmartem is Mishmarti has the connotation Asum Mishmeris L'Mishmarti. So Rashi adds on, that's the Gemara Yivam, is Daf Chafam. So Rashi adds on in Beitza, that base on the base, Asum Mishmeris L'Mishmarti V'lo Mishmeris L'Mishmeris. The Bezna has no right to make Gzera L'Gzera. Make Gzera L'Gzera, it will be a violation of Baltosif. That's what the Prima Gadim adds on. The Bezna has no right to add on Dinim without sufficient cause. So if they're going to make gzeira milsad lo shchicha, farfetch chashash, they have no right to make gzeira on milsad lo shchicha. So the bezin would be in violation of baltesif if they make such a gzeira. So the bezin is not in violation of baltesif when they make all the million and one gzeiras that we have in the Gemara, but if they make gzeira li gzeira, so then they have no authorization. Mishmatem is mishmati v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. So then the bezin is doing wrong. So such a gzeira would not be valid, would not be binding. So why do you say the shvus only mutter but makam mitzvah? Shvus the shvus should be a gzeira l'gzeira, should always be mutter. So the Mishnah Brura in one place quotes verbatim from a Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger. He doesn't identify that he's quoting because he doesn't want you to look it up and read the rest of what Rebbe Kiva Eger says, because the end of the paragraph Rebbe Kiva Eger has a kula. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't like the kula. The Mishneh Berurah is quoting Rebbe Kiva Eger about if you have a karmala, so the whole prohibition to carry is only midirabbanan, then you have a child who's able to walk on his own. But you carry the child. So that Minatora Hachaina says Atzmai by Odom, everyone agrees Achaina says Atzmai. So Minatora, it's a double Dirabbanan. It's a karmelis and a child who can walk on his own. So so the Mishneh Berurah quotes, so it should be Mutta. If it's only a karmelis and the person, the child, can walk on his own, so it should be a Gzera L'Gzera, it should be Mutter. So Rabbi Kivega starts off by saying, no, that's not correct. Gzera L'Gzera, that the Bezna has the right to institute, is if one Gzera was instituted to prevent people from violating an Issa Derabbanan. You're afraid people are going to violate a Derabbanan. So that's insufficient cause. Just like if you have a Milsad L'Shchicha, a Chashash, once in 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos, so therefore you have to make everybody crazy that they all have to observe a certain Chum. So that's not right. If it's a common chashash, if it's a real chashash that people are going to be mechal Shabbos, then you have a right to make gzeira d'rabban. But if it's a far-fetched chashash, you have no right to make gzeira. So even if it is a reasonable chashash, but the worst aver that they're going to be doing is only going to be an isa d'rabbanan, so that's not that's insufficient cause. You have to have a chashash that they're going to violate a deraisa. But Rabbi Kivega distinguishes, what if they made they made one chumer midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. Then they made another chumer midrabbanan, even though Achayna says Hatzma, you're not allowed to carry a child who's able to walk on his own. Your case, each chumer was introduced otu a real chashash deraisa. They prohibited carrying in a karmelis, lest people will make a mistake and think they're allowed to carry in a shuzerah. They prohibited carrying children who are able to walk on their own, lest people will carry babies who can walk on their own. They're for sure it's an isa deraisa. So in your case, it happens that they're both combined together. You want to carry a child who's able to walk on his own, you want to carry him in a karmelis. So that's a shvuz de shvuz, that's not a gzera l'gzera. Gzera l'gzera is only if the second gzera is made to prevent people from violating, to prevent people from coming close to violating anisa derabbanan. But hey, each gzera was made independently and happened to collide together. So the Mishneh Berurah quotes this, and the Bir Halacha quotes this from. He doesn't tell you that he's quoting verbatim from Rabbi Kivega. Because in the end of the paragraph, Rabbi Kivega backs out and he says, over here it is Mutta. To carry the child who's able to walk on his own in the Carmelis is Mutta. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't like that psak. So he doesn't want you to know where he's quoting from. So he quotes the whole argument to distinguish between Shvuz de Shvuz and Gzera L'Gzer. Several Achrenim have like that. In the first parak in Masech HaShabbos, the Pnei Yeshua writes like that, and the Nesibis and several other Achrayim, the Svasemis has like that. They write this distinction. There's such a strange taz in Yeridei that chicken with milk is only basa b'cholav derabbanan, and the only time is basa b'cholav deraisa if they were cooked together. But let's say to have meat and milk at the same time, that's only derabbanan. So to eat chicken, to have a sandwich, chicken with cheese, is a gzera l'gzera in its mutter. So the Shach says it's against the Gemara. That's not a gzera l'gzera. That's a trade derabbanan. Trade derabbanan is lower than a chad derabbanan. Okay, if something is only also based on a combination of two dinim derabbanan, so that's not as severe as a chad derabbanan. Not all of the dinim derabbanan fall under the same category of chay mahuisa. Take for example, we have a klal in the Gemara called davar shehu mishum shvus lagozru ala bein hashmashes. That Ben Hashmash says Shabbos is entering, is a Sofik Deraisa L'chumer. Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? You're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to do Malachas Deraisa, but you're allowed to do Malachas Derabbanan. You're not allowed to do, it's a Sofik Deraisa L'chumer, even with respect to aspects of Shabbos that are Derabbanan. The Shorish HaSofik, the Iker of the Sofik, is a Sofik Deraisa. Ben Hashmash, is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? So that's Sveka Deraisa L'chumer. So nonetheless, Rebbe, we paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe holds, whatever is only the Rabbanan is mutter to violate Bein Hashmashas if it's Litzorach Mitzvah. So let's say you just arrived in a place a few minutes before Shabbos and you have to carry your food into the house where you're going to stay. If you're not going to carry your food into the house, you're going to leave it in the car, so you won't have any food to eat on Shabbos. So if the whole location is the worst it is going to be a karmelis, and you're carrying in a karmelis bein hashmashes of the entering of Shabbos, so then we would be mekel. Or we say amir lenachris muta bein hashmashes. All list of things that are muta bein hashmashes letzarach mitzvah. So Tosis proves from the Gemara, Tosis in Erev and around Daf Lamed Gimel, so Tosis proves from the Gemara that to carry pachas midalat amos you're not allowed to do bein hashmashes. Let's say I carry three amos and I put it down. I carry three amos and I put it down in the Mishusaram. So at the end of the hour, I've carried it much more than Dalar Amos, but every time I made a Hanochi after three amos, each time it was Mutta. That's Mutta. To carry less than Dalar Amos is Mutta. But if you carry Pachas me Dalar Amos, every time I do a Hanochi, so that's awesome in the Rabbanic Zera, then he may not stop in the middle. He'll carry from here to there without stopping in the middle, and it'll constitute a malacha derais. So Taisus proves from the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Taisus la halacha, that they carry pachas medal rams as gzeira chamura, and that you're not mekel on bein hashmashes. We divide all the dinim derabbanan and hilchos Shabbos into two categories: there's gzeira chamura and gzeira kala. So we're only lenient; we're only mekel bein hashmashes on gzeira kala. Kol davar shehu mishum shvus la gozra la bein hashmashes only gzeira kala. Gzeira chamura we're not mekel. So here also, this is clearly the din that a shvus de shvus is a lower level derabbanan than a chat shvus. Some activity is only prohibited based on a combination of two derabbanan. Here it's both Dovah Sheni Miskaven and the Kalkel. So if it's a combination of two factors, why it's Mutam min HaTorah on either account. And Midirabbanan is also based on a combination of both. That's a lower level of a din derabbanan. So Shvuz Dushuz B'Makam Mitzvah we're Mekel. Shalom B'Makam Mitzvah we're not Mekel. But B'Makam Mitzvah we're Mekel. If it would be one Shvuz, we wouldn't be Mekel B'Makam Mitzvah. Only a Shvuz Dushuz B'Makam Mitzvah. Yeah, that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Mechaber writes that once the person was Mechabel Shabbos, then it's Mochomer than Ben Hashmashes. Mechaber writes like that, yeah. There is such a Gemara. There are many Gemaras like that. Not all Dinim de Rabbanan are on the same level of Chumrah. Take for example, as a din, you can't be mafresh chumas amaisis men apotar al achiyav men achiyav al apotar. Let's say I have a bushel of tevel, and I have another bushel that used to be tevel. I already took out chumas amaisis and it's chulam mesukan, no longer tevel. Then I want to be mafresh, but one bushel is tevel. So now I want to be mafresh from the bushel that's chulin on the bushel that's tevel. I want to be mafresh a second time on the bushel that's already chulin. So if I'll be torim min achiyav al apotam and apotam al achiyav, so the Mishnah says that it's not chal. They both have to, you have to have min achiyav al achiyav. Mafish min achiyav al apotam and apotam al achiyav, Mishnah says it's not chal. So what if one is tevel derais and one is tevel derabbanan? So the one that's tevel derabbanan is min ator, it's potter. So it's min apotam al achiyav, min achiyav al apotam. You can't be mafish from one on the other if one is going to be tevel derais and one is going to be tevel derabbanan. What if the both bushels are tevel derabbanan? But the tevel derabbanan are a different kind of tevel. One of them is demai, one of them is lakuach, and one of them is gidulei akum. So the Gemara says they're not on the same level of chiyuv midirabbanan. So the different girsas there, and the Gemara Menachos, the different girsas, Rashi and Tosis, which tevel derabbanan, which forms of tevel derabbanan are on the same level, and which is on a mochamedika level. But it's clear from the Gemara in many different contexts that not all adinim de rabbanan are on the same level of chaymer hadin.
What would you say waiting 6 hours between me and chicken and dairy would be the same gzera?
Probably not. They made one gzera de rabbanan that chicken should be treated as flesh. Then they made a gzera de rabbanan they have to wait. Well, the waiting 6 hours, that's a minig, the Gemara says. That's not really a gzera de rabbanan. It could be that waiting 1 hour, it could be that that's a din de rabbanan. That's some of the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch suggest like that. Waiting the extra 5 hours, that's a minute. Let's say waiting the 1 hour, that's a din de rabbanan. So waiting the 1 hour, they made that ba'if b'sar be'ema, that's fleshig min ha-Torah. And when you have chicken and waiting an hour, 6 hours, that's a trade de rabbanan. That's like a shvuz de shvuz, not a gzera le gzera. The second gzera wasn't made to prevent people from violating the first gzera. Second zera was made on flesh. And the gzera on chicken are two flesh, was because of flesh. So they're two independent gzeras that happen to collide, that happen to combine over him. So that's what we assume, the shvuz, the shvuz. We pass on shvuz, the shvuz, but makam mitzvah is mutam.
And I thought waiting was like a gzera about
like
the meat in your teeth or something.
So,
right.
So
why is that
considered? Why is that considered? The Gemara says it's only a minute to wait 6 hours, yeah. The Gemara quotes an Amora. That how do I compare to my father? My father used to wait 24 hours in between fleishig and milchig, and I don't have that practice. I only wait from one meal to the other. So we assume that that's only a minig. The father was only a minig and his was only a minig, but it's a minig from the days of the Gemara, very old minig. The Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei quotes the Chasam Sofer that since waiting the extra 5 hours is only a minig, so you don't have to be a cholo shem b'sakana to permit it. So years ago, people used to have certain sicknesses, so they thought that drinking warm milk would be helpful. So he says, even if your condition is not so bad that you're not able to function, if a person has a condition, he's so sick that he can't function, that's called a chodesh eim b'sakana. Let's say just a bari with a mechesh b'yama, he has an upset stomach, and he thinks that drinking warm milk will help it. So the Chasam Sofer says, Bari when a Mechesh Balma is permitted to violate the minig. To violate the first hour, to have milchiks within the first hour after having had fleshiks, so that you have to be a Cholesh Eim Sakana. But to eat, to have milchiks after the first hour is only a minig. So for that, if you just have a Mechesh Balma, just a slight ache or a pain, and you think by having the warm milk it's going to help, so then it's permissible.
Where did the 3 hours come from? 3 hour minig.
They try to defend it. Shver a minute.
Basur Behima, that was? The Chasam Sofer was by Basur Behima?
Yeah. But waiting the extra 5 hours, that's only a minute, yeah. That's what's assumed in Shulchan Aruch, it's only a minute. We don't understand. If Rabbi Yehuda's shita and kol ha'tarakula is a dovshen and miskavin is awesome and a Torah, but on Shabbos, because of a lack of malachas ma'shevus, he can't say dovshen and miskavin is awesome and a Torah. It's only awesome and derabbanan. So what is this machlek is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda made a gzera derabbanan on dovshen and miskavin on Shabbos. It's awesome and derabbanan. Rabbi Shimon also holds that it's mutam and a Torah. He didn't make a gzera derabbanan. So what is this machlek is? There's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Kol HaTerakula, where the Dovah Sheinim is Kavin is Asur HaMutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asur and HaTerah. Sveika Deraisa Lechum, Asur and HaTerah. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, Dovah Sheinim is Kavin is Mutter. But in Hilchot Shabbos, they both agree that it's Mutter, because of Olak HaMalachs Mashabes. What's this new machlekes? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, they asked the Dovah Sheinim is Kavin mid the Rabban, and according to Rabbi Shimon, they didn't. What are they fighting about? So that's what Tosis and Yuma raises that question. There's a long Tosis and Yuma. We mentioned it yesterday. Oh, so that's Tosis's answer. So Tosis says, the logic behind Rabbi Yehuda is k'dei lahashva Shabbos l'shar kol ha'tarakula. Rabbi Yehuda thinks in kol ha'tarakula dovashen imiskabin is asur, only in Hilchot Shabbos it's mutam and atarah because of a lack of malachas machsheves. So k'dei lahashva Shabbos l'shar kol ha'tarakula. So they made an Issa de Rabbanan, but according to Reb Shimon, the Dov Shenim is Kabin is Mutar and Kolo Terkulo, so why should you Aser it with the Rabbanan? That's exactly what Taisus answers on Lamed Hei Amad Aleph. Here's a gigantic Taisus, goes on Lamed Dalet Amad Beis, takes up, there's only one Taisus there, takes up the whole space, then Lamed Hei Amad Aleph takes up the whole space. So on Lamed Hei Amad Aleph, that's what Taisus explains. And the same is, let's say, Malach Hashem Tzvicha Legufa. So Malachas Netzvich Legufa is Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Mutam and Atar. Shimon holds Mutam and Atar, but Midi Rabbanan it is us. Why did they Aser it Midi Rabbanan? Because this concept of Malachas Netzvich Legufa is unique only in Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif, Hilchas Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply to other areas of Halacha. Let's say Malachas HaKark and Shnas HaShmita. So Tosis in Moikotin proves from the Gemara then on Shemitah there is no din. Reb Shimon Shita of Malachas Shein Tzvich Legufa only applies to Shabbos and Yontif into Yom Kippur. Doesn't apply to Shemitah. Doesn't apply to any other Yisurim. Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is a unique heter in Hilchus Shabbos. Since it's only a kula in Hilchus Shabbos, so kedei l'hashva Shabbos l'shar kol ha'tar kula, Reb Shimon asks min d'rabbanan. But in Dov Shein HaMizkavin, that Reb Shimon holds his mutar and kol ha'tar kula, that was the top line, that was the top tesis on Vavim and Aleph. This is quoted from the Mishnah in Kalayim and the Mishnah in Nozir, that the topic of Dov Shein HaMizkavin, Machleg Zabir Reb Shimon is in kol ha'tar kula, it's not just in Hilchus Shabbos. So since Reb Shimon holds in kol ha'tar kula, it's mutar, so there's no logic, there's no reason to say that they should make Gzeir d'Rabbanan. The whole reason for the Gzeir d'Rabbanan is only Kedei l'Hashva Shabbos, v'shar kol ha'tar kula. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dov Shein HaMizkavin is usually Asa min HaTorah, only in Hilchus Shabbos it's Mutar min HaTorah because of a lack of Malechas Machsheves. So Kedei l'Hashva Shabbos, v'shar kol ha'tar kula, so the Asa Dov Shein HaMizkavin mid'Rabbanan. So that's how you read the Gemara. If you have a combination, the Gemara on Ham and Base, you have a situation where it's both Dovashen and Miskavein and Mekalkel. So that's a Shvuz Dushvuz. So Shvuz Dushvuz, B'makam Mitzvah is Mutar. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. And Taisus has another day, it's complicated already. But the first day is the easiest one. That's how we pass, like the first day. The Shvuz Dushvuz, B'makam Mitzvah is Mutar. How do you read the Gemara? Nachamal, how do you read the Gemara? Ika the Amre, they had a suffix whether the Dam Basulam is Mifkit Pocket or Chiburim Echeb. So the Gemara had, first version was Iboy Lahu. So the Gemara said, Intin Tzlema, Mifkit Pocket. So they proceeded with all its Dari HaSafik. Now they have another version. The second version is that what? Ika the Amre. That they're assuming v'imtim tzulam adam chiburim mecheber faket it's mechuber. Should I say l'adam hu tzarach v'yaseh, that he's interested in the dam? What does it mean he's interested in the dam? So Tosfos has a machlekes the Rishon and the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns he's interested that the next time kadesh lo slach lech begodov, he wants to get rid of all of the dam. Not that he's going to use the dam for anything. He doesn't really need the dam. He wants to get rid of the dam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that would be a melacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. The worst it would be a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa.
Isn't an usher to be with your clothes on, so how would that be an issue?
Stama, a sheet.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns that when the Gemara says, L'dam hu tzarech v'yaser, the worst it's going to be is a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. We're not going to use the dam. The Re learned otherwise, L'dam hu tzarech, he wants to see that there's dam, so he'll know that the girl is a psula. So, not that he's going to use the dam for anything, but the fact that there is dam present, he's happy that there is dam. So he assumes that that would be a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. It's a little questionable. That's called a malacha. He's not going to use it for anything. Why is that a malacha tzvicha l'gufa?
Don't they want it for the matzah? Don't
it could be. Is that what he says? Is that what the Re meant? Could be that's what he meant. Okay. I don't know.
But that's for her.
I don't know. Sounds like he just saw lirism he besula. He's happy when he sees that there's dam. I don't know. Very questionable whether, according to the Re, whether that would be a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. He's telling for her that she wants to save it. She wants to save the sheep. Okay, so that might be. That might be a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. Maybe
he's doing
they're both doing together. Yeah. So if she's interested in that, then for her it'll be a malacha tzvicha l'gufa. For him, it's not. They're both participating together. Yeah.
In the first version before he did Amri.
Yes.
Why did the Gemara not mention Hanas Atzma?
Why did the Gemara not mention?
Is it obvious? It's just obvious that that would be fine.
What does the expression mean, Hanas Atzma? Let's start the second. That's what I want to talk about now. Let's go the Ika di Amri. Imtim Tzlam Adam Chiburi Mecheb El Adam Hutzarach V'yosur. That's what he wants. He wants it to us Adam. Either it be a Malach HaTzvich HaLaguf, a Malach HaShem Tzvich HaLaguf, it'll be Yosur. Okay. Odil Malano Asatmu Hutzarach V'shar. What do you mean, Odil? What do the words mean? Lano Asatmu. Why is it Muta Lano Asatmu V'shari? Why is it? It means he's not interested in the Dam. So the Dam is a Dov Shein HaMizkavein. That's what it means. Hanas Atzma is not the cause to be mata something. It's dark in the room and the guy wants to turn on the light, that it shouldn't be dark. Hanas Atzma. See, I'm not turn on the light. Hanas Atzma. I have raw food. I want to eat cooked food. So I'm going to cook the food. Hanas Atzma. Now I do malachas. Hanas Atzma. Hanas Atzma just means he's not interested in the dam. He couldn't care less about the dam. So the dam is a davar she'ein miskaven. So that's what the Gemara continues. Should I say the dam hutzar for yosser? He wants it to us adam. I'm not interested in the dam, so it's a davar she'ein miskaven. But then v'im tinsalam hanas atzmutzar davar she'ein miskaven dam me'el kosev. But what's the din of davar she'ein miskaven? Is the din like Yudah? Davar she'ein miskaven is also din is like Reb Shimon. So the pasuk b'shal hanas atzma is just another way of saying a davar she'ein miskaven. So they was talking about that before also. Is the din like Reb Yudah that davar she'ein miskaven also amuta? That's the pasuk b'shal hanas atzma. Hanas atzma is not a new concept. It just means he's not interested in the dam. He's interested in the tashmish. He's not interested in the dam. Mele, the dam issue will be a davar she'ein miskaven, and how will we deal with that? Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. That's the pashup shot. B'mikre, yesterday, I was looking for something in the Ozer, which I didn't find. I wanted to see this big tesis about the topic of Sigresha de la Nichole. I wanted to see how it's quoted in the Ozer, so I couldn't find it. I don't know, it must be there somewhere. So as I was missing the pages there in the afternoon yesterday, so I came across the following statement in the Urzura, which is quoted by Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that to milk a cow is a malacha. And it's a shayla whether it's a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabbanan. The different opinions, what's the malacha in milking a cow? So it's usually assumed, like Rashi, like the Ramam, that it's a told of disha. That disha is when you have oichalam solas and a mechubi, you detach them. Or you have Ochel HaMashke Mechuba, you detach the two, you squeeze out the Zesim HaNovim, so you're detaching the Ochel and the Mashkim. Or if you milk the cow, so you're detaching the Ochel from the Guf HaBeimim, the Mashke from the Guf HaBeimim. So who had the Nami to pump that milk? A woman is going to squeeze that milk from her body and then feed it to the baby. That's like milking a cow. This is the same issue. So the Ozra discusses the topic, we should really pass an ein disha be gedule karka, whether behemoths and people have the status of gedule karka or not. So he quotes the machlokes harishonim about that. Some rishonim want to say milking a cow is maximum only the rabbanon because ein disha be gedule karka. Fine, that's what he talks about. So then he raises an issue: what if the woman has pain from the fact that she has so much milk? So the mokum tzaira lagaz be rabbanon says, is there any room to be mekel if something is only the rabbanon? So he says if she's gonna pump out the milk and collect it in a cup and give it to the baby in a bottle, that's a chaliva, that's tzricha legufa. She's gonna use the milk. But if she's gonna pump the milk out over the sink and it's gonna go down the drain, that'll relieve the pain that she has because she has so much milk in her breast. So that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. Melacha shein tzricha legufa. The Gemara says b'makom tzar legoz b'rabban. We would be making on a melacha shein tzricha legufa if there's tzar. So he says, and how does he know that there's such a heter? So he quotes our Gemara, that the Gemara says, L'hanas atzmahu tzorech v'shori. L'hanas atzmahu tzorech v'shori means that it's a malach ha-shem tzvicha l'gufa. Has nothing to do with that. Not because of a malach ha-shem tzvicha l'gufa, means he's not interested in the dam. So the dam coming out is dov ha-shem miskaveh. So that's what the Gemara leads into. V'imtim salam al-hanas atzmahu tzorech dam me'lo ko'asi. It's a davar she'ein miskaven. So how do you pass my davar she'ein miskaven? But it's not l'hanas atzmahu tzorech. It's not a tzad l'hokel. It just is a description. It's a description of davar she'ein miskaven. So very strange. I didn't understand why. What's he quoting our Gemara for? It has nothing to do with anything. The Pashto says that's not the pshat. L'hanas atzmahu just means it's a davar she'ein miskaven. Yeah, what's the din of mekalkel? The Mishnah has in Masechta Shabbos. Call a mekalkel in pturim. If a person does a malacha boif and shel kilkul, so it's mutam an atorah. The whole iser is only midirabbanan. So that's why the Mishnah says call a mekalkel in pturim. Pturim is a technical term that means that it's pater avalos. That's what Shmuel says on Dab Gimel in Masechta Shabbos. Where is the Mishnah? Call a mekalkel in pturim. That's on Kuf Hey Yomid Beis. Second line in the Mishnah. Kol ha-mekalkel in pturim. So the connotation of pturim is that it's pater avalos, it's asa mid-rabbanan. That's what Shmuel says on Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara called Shmuel. Whenever in the Mishnah it's a 24 prokim in Shabbos, and whenever in the Mishnah says potter means potter abalasam and the Rabbanon, except for three cases where it says potter means potter amutter. Well, usually means potter abalasam. So Mekalkal is potter and all the malachas because of a lack of malachas machshavas. Are there any malachas when Mekalkal is chayiv? So that's what the Gemara quotes by us, Amachlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. What's the din? Mekalkal b'chayiv v'lamavir. Reb Shimon, that's the last line on Hamid Beis. Imtim tzlamim mekalkal b'chaburuhu, causing the dam is chavola, chabura, and Reb Shimon's opinion is mekalkal b'chovo umavir. These two malachas are singled out. Chavola and havara, when you make a fire. So Reb Shimon's opinion is that mekalkal is potem in all the 37 malachas, and two out of the 37 are different. Two out of the 37 malachas mekalkal is chayv. And Rabbi Yudah doesn't see a difference. Rabbi Yudah holds that Mekalkal is Potter in all 39 Malachas. There's no difference between Chayv and Mavir as opposed to the others. So Gemara says they're raising the issue. If the fellow is really interested in Hanos Atzmo Tzach, he couldn't care less about the Dam. He's not interested in the Dam. So that's a Dobashen and Miskavin. But Gemara says maybe the Din is like Rabbi Yudah, the Dobashen and Miskavin is also the Rabbanim. But the Gemara says, but it may be considered mekalkal, the fact that the dam came out. Is it mekalkal or mesakin? So they're not sure.
Where's the
Rebbe Shimon about mekalkal? That's the last line on Ham and the first line on Vav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Inting Tzulema mekalkal b'chaburahu, if he should say that they're causing, he wants lanos atzmo. He's having birishon. He doesn't plan, he's not thinking at all about the dam. The dam may or may not come out. If the dam, if it's avadois, the dam is going to come out, then it's psikreishe. So why the Reb Shimon be psikreisha v'layomus that it's us? So that's what Rashi and Taisa say. It's not a psikreisha. It's not about doyos a dam will come out. It's a dovashen and miskavin. So if you hold our lochas like Reb Yudah, the dovashen and miskavin is usher. So even though he's not interested in the dam, he's interested l'hanoras atzmo hutzora. But then if the din is like Reb Yudah, the dovashen and miskavin should be usher. But then the Gemara says no. Maybe it's still a tzad to be mekal. Why? Maybe the dam coming out. Maybe that's mekalkal. Is that Mesakan or is that Mekalkal? Well, it's not sure. So if it's Mekalkal, so then you have the double, it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz, B'maka Mitzvah. It's a double Shein Miskavin, which the Ragyud is only awesome with the Rabbanan. And it's a Mekalkal, which is only awesome with the Rabbanan. So Shvuz, the Shvuz, B'maka Mitzvah, we would be Mekal. So that's what the Gemara says. But that's a further question. Whether the Ptura of Mekalkal, a Kolam Kalkal and Ptura, Potter of Alasim Rabbanan, does it apply to all the 39 Melochas? Does it only apply to 37? And Chovel and Mavir are exceptions to the rule. So that's a further machleg. Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Kol Mekalkal turn chutz mi Chovel and Mavir. That's the top line on Rav and Meral, the top Rashi. Allah Reb Shimon Mekalkal b'chabur chayim. Was it din like Reb Yudah? The Mekalkal b'Chovel and Mavir is also potter. So if the din is like Reb Yudah, the Dovashen Miskavein is also Mid Rabbanon, but the din is like Reb Yudah, the Mekalkal is Potter B'Chovel Amavir, so the din will be a Shvuz the Shvuz. Dovashen Miskavein is only the Rabbanon, and Mekalkal is only the Rabbanon. So Shvuz the Shvuz, but Makam Mitzvah we would be Mekal. But if the din would be like Reb Shimon, Dovashen Miskavein is Mutter, he's interested L'Hanu Asatzma, he's not interested in the Dam. And dam and melehavi, so it's a dove, and it's not about dove, it's not a psikreishi. So then it would be a dove sheni miskaven on the dam. So dove sheni miskaven mutter finished. But if you all like Reb Yudah, the dove sheni miskaven is also the rabbanon. But you all like Reb Shimon, then mekalkal b'chovel amavir is deraisa. Then it's not going to be a shvuz d'shvuz. But if you all like Reb Yudah on both accounts, the dove sheni miskaven is also the rabbanon, and mekalkal b'chovel amavir is only also the rabbanon. So then you have a shvuz d'shvuz. A shvuz d'shvuz, but makam mitzvah would be mutter. That's the gist of the Gemara. That's the whole Gemara. So we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yankif Emden disagrees with all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim paskan halachic Reb Shimon. Dov Shein Miskavin is Mutter, Bein Mishabes, Bein Biyantev, and Kol HaTarakula. We always paskan Dov Shein Miskavin Mutter. So Rabbi Yankif Emden splits between Shabbos and Yantev. He has it in his commentary, Lechem Shamayim HaMishnai is Beitza, the end of Beitza. When the Mishnah talks about combing the behemoth with a psikreish, with a dove sheni miskaven, so he says he's prepared to take on all the Rishonim to distinguish between dove sheni miskaven as also on Shabbos and mutan yontav. Manishtana, how can you split between Shabbos and yontav? Says based on a line in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel. Line only appears one place in Shas. that we should anushita, we should distinguish regarding the avshen miskavim between isur kores, isurim chamurim, and isurim kalim. If it's only chayvelavin, like a doctor, we said yesterday, a doctor is treating a patient, and he may, a dentist treating a patient, and he may violate chayvel b'chavera by scraping a little bit of extra blood unnecessarily. So the worst that's going to happen is going to be an isalav. There's no kores, and chayvel b'chavera, there's no kores. So there, there's room to say dovshen miskavim is mutter. But if he's scraping the parents' teeth and he's going to scrape a little extra unnecessarily, that's an isa. It's not kores, but it's an isa miso. So that's from the chamurais. So maybe we should distinguish, the Gemara said, maybe we should distinguish that krisis and misis bez na chamurais, the chavilavin arisurim kalim, so dobshen and miskavin is muta by kalois and also by chamurais. Interesting, yeah. How could you understand that? How can you understand that svara? So there's such an interesting, we mentioned already once, the Rambam has a famous opinion, that's the first page in the Shev Shmaitze. The Rambam's opinion is that Sofek Daraisa Luchum is only Med Rabbanim. And the Rabbi agrees with him. The Rabbi should have disagreed over there. The Rabbi happens to agree with the Rambam, that Sofek Daraisa Luchum itself is only Med Rabbanim. And Rashi and most of the Rishonim disagree, the Rashbo. So that's the first essay in the first paragraph in the Shev Shmaitze, he starts off with that. So the question is, according to the Rambam, that Tzofik deraisa luchum is only midirabbanan, so how come there's an institution of Oshem Tolui? Oshem Tolui means, if a person ate chela v'dam v'shoigeg, he brings a chatas kvua. Chatas kvua means it's not ola v'yorid. If he can't afford it, he brings a less expensive. Whether he can afford or not, you got to bring a chatas kizbo usira. You have to bring a behem. What if a person is not sure if he ate chela v'dam? He ate something and he's not sure. It's a sofik. So he's sofik, has to bring an Oshem Tolui. If he would have known bevadai that he ate chela v'dam, he brings a chatas kvur. If he's not sure if he ate chela v'dam, so then he has to bring an Oshem Tolui. So makshim ho'elam, if the Rambam holds a sofik deraisa, the kulam deraisa, he's allowed to eat it l'chatchila. If he's not sure if it's chela v'dam, so eat it. It's mutam and antar. So how can you say he has to bring an Oshem Tolui? Hashem Tolui is not bo ben edim and adob, only if he mechuyiv to bring it. So why is he mechuyiv? If it's hetagom and minatar, the holy satita is only midirabon. So what's the answer? So we have printed in the Rambam in brackets, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, the Rambam writes, there's a din of Safek, Tumah b'shus hayochid, Sveik atomei. So the Rambam says that that whole institution, Safek Tumah b'shus hayochid, Sveik atomei, is only midirabbanan, because all the sveikas lechumra is only midirabbanan. The whole institution, a safik deraisa lechumra, is only midirabbanan, and menatara every safik could go lekula. So then we have printed in the Rambam in brackets. This Rambam is at the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis, two lines from the end, very famous line in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Kol asveikas bein betumas bein b'macholas halsuras bein b'arayis v'shabosos ein lanela medivrei soifrim." Sofik derayis haluchum is only medirabbanan medivrei soifrim. The afal pichein, it says in brackets, "Dovah shachiyoban osdana kares sveika osam en atora sharei oisa oisa chayv oshem tolui." So the Rambam is giving a teretz on the kasha. The Kesef Mishnah writes that there are some kisveyad who have this line added on, so the printer put it in brackets, because some kisveyad had it, some kisveyad didn't have it. So the Rambam is admitting that Sofik deraisa luchumer by yisurim chamurim. By chayvi lavin, Sofik deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan. But by chayvi krisis and nisis bezdin, their Sofik deraisa is luchumer midiraisa. So what did the Rambam mean when he said originally, kol asveikas, bein betumas, bein b'macholas, asuras, bein b'arayas, b'shabosas? What's arayas? Arayas is chayvi krisis. So the Kesef Mishnah says, arayis means grusha l'koin. Arayis means a mamzeres l'isra. That's not arayis. Gili arayis means chavi krisis. So he's not interpreting that. Then the Rambam says, shabbosus. A suffix in Hilchah Shabbos is only l'chumer midirabbanu. Shabbos is koris and misum. Shabbos sveka derayis l'chumer minatara. So when the Rambam says Shabbos, suffix derayis l'chumer is only midirabbanu, he means tchumen. That's what it means. Shabbos means chumen, and arayis means grusha l'koyin. It doesn't mean that. So the pashtus is that brackets is a mistake. It doesn't belong over here. But there were those who said like that. What's taka, if you hold that that's a mistake, what's taka the teretz on the kasha? How can the Rama maintain a shita that sofik deraisa lukulam deraisa if there's an institution of Hashem Tolui? If you're allowed to eat, if you have a piece of meat, you're mesupik, whether it's chelav or not, you're allowed to eat it. So if you go ahead and eat it, you have to bring an Hashem Tolui. Why? It's mutam and atayra. So you have to answer, the answer has to be, that's what the Prima Gadim says. The standard answer has to be, ikva yisura is mochomedika sofik. If I have a piece of meat, I'm not sure whether it's chelav or not, chelav ashuman, so in a Torah it's mutter. But if I know a piece of chelav got mixed in over here, there's a tarubis, and it's chad b'chad. If you have a tarubis chad b'tray, so chad b'tray, it's bottom in a Torah. But if you have a tarubis chad b'chad, I don't know whether this is the chelav or this is the chelav. I know for sure somewhere there is a piece of chelav here today. That ikva yisura, for sure there is a chatichas chelav. I just don't know, is it tarubis, I don't know which it is. So that's a different chal shem sofik. A sofik of ikva yisura, sofik of tarubis, the Rambam is not going to say sveka deraisa lukula mideraisa, that's going to be lukumra mideraisa. Ikva yisura. So that's, the Gemara has a machloikis satanoim, increases. Whether the din of Hashem Tolui only applies when you have chaticha achas, mishte chatichas, because the pasuk says, Vasa achas kol mitzvos Hashem, asher lo si asena. So it says mitzvos Hashem, but it's written with one vav. It's not written with two vavs. So the Gemara considers it as if it's a conflict between the kri and the ksiv. The kri is mitzvos, sounds like shtei chatichas, and the ksiv is mitzvas Hashem, sounds like one chaticha. So we paskan like the kri yeshem la mikra. We paskan yeshem la mikra. You only have an Hashem Tolui if you ate chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. But if you have one chaticha, I bought one piece of meat from the butcher shop and I come home and I don't remember whether I bought it for the goyish maid to eat and it's actually chaylev, I bought it for myself and it's a piece of shuman. So if you have one chaticha and you mesupik with this kosher atreif, so there the Rambam would say sofik deraisa lekula mederaisa. Lekum is only mederabana. But if you have chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, a tarubis of one chaticha with another, one of them for sure is straight. You don't know which is which. So that the Rambam holds, that's a mochamedik, a suffix, that you have no right to declare a suffix, a deraisa, lukulam, a deraisa in such a case.
Can you answer for the Rambam that here, so that means chatzi shir?
Answer for the Rambam that what?
For the last line, when you said, when you talk about it's your Shabbat and Arai, say chatzi shir.
What do you mean chatzi shir on Shabbos?
He didn't do
now what's going
to
be by Arayis? What's the chatzi shir by Arayis? Doesn't sound like it. But what's the logic, man? Why is it that there was some who held like that? That Chavi Krisis and Mises Bezdin, Safik deraisa lechomim b'deraisa. Chavi Lavin, Safik deraisa zonah lechomim b'derabonah. Why? What's the logic? So the logic is based on a Ramban, on Chumash in Parshas Vayikra. The Ramban explains, if you do an Avera b'shoigig after being a Korban Chatos, so the Ramban quotes the Mishnais, it's only an Avera sheyesh b'koris. Dovash has done a koris, if you violate a b'shoigig, so shegivos a Chatos. Why is it that a Chatos on a chet b'shoigig is only for the Dovash has done a koris? So the Ramban sounds like he says the following, that Chai Lavin are in Issa Gavra. You're not allowed to wear shatnas, you're not allowed to eat chaza, you're not allowed to do an Avera. You're not allowed to violate the Ratzon Hashem, you have to behave. What if you violated the Avera B'Shogig? How can you say he didn't do a merit, he didn't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't violate the Mezid, he didn't realize that he's doing an Avera. So the Ramban says you don't even need a Kapur. If he did an Avera B'Shogig, didn't realize that you're doing anything wrong, you don't need a kapara. But chayvi krisis, that's an isa chefze. Means that, let's say, you mix chemicals together that are going to cause an explosion. You did a b'shoigeg, so b'shoigeg shouldn't cause an explosion. No, that's b'teva ha'olam. You mix these two chemicals, going to cause an explosion. Where the b'shoigeg of the mezid, that's b'teva ha'olam. So if you have an isa chefze, the Mesilas Yesharim writes, a person should be machmer on a sofik macholas asuras, like on poison. If you eat poison, b'shoigeg, you're going to die. Doesn't make a difference whether b'shoigeg or the mezid. poison is gonna cause you to get sick and cause you to die. So if you're gonna eat macholos asuras, if you visualize macholos asuras as an isa cheftza, means that's gonna have a negative effect on you and a shomer, negative effect whether you know it or you don't know it, whether you did it b'mezer or b'shogeg. So something in this is like an isa cheftza, is you treat it like poison. So like poison, of course, sofik deraisa l'chumim deraisa. So that's what the Rambam is distinguishing, that is surim chamurim chavikrisis and mises bednas and isachepze. So there he says sofik deraisa l'chumim deraisa. It's like poison. What's it going to help that I'm not rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I may die. It may have such a negative effect on my neshama, even below yodim, it's going to have a terrible effect. Masheni ken chavilavin, if you do b'shoigig, the Ramban says you don't need a kapar because all the chavilavim are just an isa gavra. He's not rebelling against Ratzon Hashem. So whenever you have a suffix, whether it's osur or not, so suffix deraisa is l'kulam deraisa. He's not rebelling. He's not violating Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't tell him not to eat. So Rebbeinu Shlom, don't eat. If it's vadeh chelev, don't eat it. So it's vadeh chazeh, don't eat it. If it's a suffix, so the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't say anything. So that's how they explain. Those who have this giris in their Rambam, so they distinguish between chayvi krisis, chamuris and kalas. The isurim chamurim are anisa cheftze, and isurim kalim is only anisa gavra. So that explains, that's what the Ramban explains, why you only need a kapar, you only have to bring a chatos if you violate anisa koris b'shegeg, because the avera is there. It's anisa cheftze, has a negative effect on your neshama, even though you didn't realize it. That's what the Ramban explains, and that's what the Rambam is explaining over here. About Sufik deraisa lekula mederaisa only applies to chayv lavin, where it's an isa gavra. So if the whole nature of the isa is not to violate Ratzon Hashem. So if he doesn't, if this is not clearly a violation of Ratzon Hashem, so it's not asur. And that would explain also this idea and this gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel that dov sheinim miskaven would be asur by chayv krisis. And Chavik's Mitzvah Bezen and Mutta by Chavik Lavin. Why? I'm interested in doing this. The other thing may or may not happen, but I'm not really interested in that. So if you say you're dealing with Chavik Lavin, it's only an Issa merit to not rebel against the wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not interested in doing that. That may or may not happen by itself. It's not a psikration, not a badois. So Dov Sheni Miskaven. So then there's room to say that it's Mutta like Sofik Deraisa, Lukulam and Deraisa. But if it's Chayvi Krisis, Mises Bezen, if you should assume that those are Isurei Cheftze, so that's going to have a negative effect. Isurei Cheftze is going to have a negative effect on your neshama, even if you don't realize, even if you're not interested in doing it. So that's why Dov Sheni Miskaven should be Osir. There's room to say should be Osir by Krisis, Mises Bezen. So Rabbi Yankev Emden Paskens like that. Chilek Tin Shabbos and Yontif.
In the Prima Gadim's answer, how did it fit with Ashton Teller? Because
you
don't know if there's an
Isser
there with
Ashton
Teller.
So the Rambam Paskins, the Gemara has a machlokes increases with the Yeshem Amikre, Yeshem Lamasore. So the Gemara has a machlokes, one of the several Nafkaminas Ladina in different areas. There's a machlokes that depends on Yeshem Lamikre, Yeshem Lamasore. So one of the Nafkaminas is by Ashton Tolui. Are you only Chayv Ashton Tolui if you have Chaticha Achas, Mishte Chatichas? Or even if you hold, even if you have only one chaticha, you don't know whether it's chelav or shuman. So the Rambam paskins one chay b'ashem tolev, you have chaticha achas nishtei chatichas, because we follow the kri, not the ksiv. Hashem lamikra. We also achas we call mitzvos Hashem. The ksiv is mitzvas because it only has one vav, and the kri is mitzvos. In modern Hebrew, it's 12 mitzvos with two vavs. Biblical Hebrew, the word mitzvos is never spelled with two vavs. You don't need one vav for the word mitzvah and one vav for the plural. So it's not really a conflict between the kri and the ksiv, but that's what the Gemara says. It depends on Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasars. So the Rambam Paskin is Yeshem Lamikra. We follow the kri. And the kri is mitzvos. So mitzvos means two chatichas. The only time there's an Hashem Tovah is if you ate chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, and you find out that one of them is chelev and one of them is shuman. You don't know which one you ate. So that's a more chomedika type of a suffix. That's a suffix where you have no right to say suffix the rice of the because that's called ikva yisur.
So it comes out that the isa lav of achila is not an isa cheftza. Let's say it's
chazer. Chazer was only lavin, so that would be an isa gavra. That's what they want to say.
Even though it's the same concept of You're eating something and taking it.
Absorbing into your body, yeah. So that's what they want to distinguish between that girsa and the Rambam. That probably is not correct. The girsa is probably not correct. So that girsa is distinguishing between chavi krisis and chavi lav. And the chaza is only a lav, so that's an isa gavra. And chelev and dam is an chometz. And achilab yam kippah, that's an isa kare, so that's an isa chefze. So an isa chefze, even dov sheni miskaven. You better be careful, it's going to have a negative effect on your neshama, even if you're not interested in doing that. But if it's only an Issa Gabra and the guy's not interested in doing it, so then he's not rebelling against Ratzon Hashem, so then you can't say that there's an Issa Gabra. There used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. So his father was Reb Reuven Katz. His father was the Rav in Pesach Tikva. His father had a Kerlum on Pesach Tikva. So Reb Reuven Katz, the father wrote Svarim, Lomdish Svarim called Degel Reuven. Rabbi Katz used to say his father's Svarim are accepted in the yeshivas like the Tzoyis. Not exactly, but okay. So this is his, he's famous for this. Degel Reuven has this piece about that Girsa and the Rambam with the Ramban on Chumash, that one is an Issa Chefza, one is an Issa Gabra. Okay, this is his explanation. The chilek between, yeah.
We still say they took a role by Surya Chefza.
You still say what?
There's some idea that it's like poison stuff, so you still say bittul b'roch.
Okay, bittul. Okay, bottle doesn't have any effect. When it's bottle, it's kamishaino. Okay, not exactly like some poisons can be diluted. We eat a lot of food that has a lot of poison in it, but the poison is so insignificant, so it doesn't harm us. If you would eat more of that ingredient, we would drop dead. There are a lot of ingredients like that are actually poisonous, but because they only put in a tiny dose, that's bottle. Some poisons are bottle. Depends how much of a dose you have, yeah. That is correct, that he'ara is correct, yeah. So let's see over here. What did, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, there's a chilik between 37 malachas and 2 malachas. 37 malachas, mekalkal is potter. Because of a lack of malachas mashevis. And two malachas, choyvul amavir, he has a rife on the chumash. Two malachas, choyvul amavir, mikalkal es chayiv. So Tosis quotes a gemara from Krisis, the bottom Tosis quotes a gemara from Krisis, that since mikalkal es chayiv, so misasig is also chayiv. Why is that so? So that's what Tosis explains here. They explain, a few places they explain. There are two kinds of misasig. We started yesterday. The two dinim are misasik, according to Taisus. There's a dinim misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula that the Tana Reb Yeshua developed in the Mishnah increases. And Daf Yates, I think. He says, Ahodilav chatas ashechotabo pratma misasik. If he didn't realize what he was doing, so misasik is not chayv chatas, that's in Kol HaTorah Kula. Then you have Shmuel, the Amora, comes up with a new pasik, Malachas machshevas asvatara pratma misasik. So Tosfos says, what does he need another pasuk? The Tana in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, has a pasuk. Hashachat abo pratna misasik. What did Shmuel have to dig up a new pasuk? So Tosfos says, because there are two dinim, you need two psukim. There's a dinim misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, that you're not chayiv achatas. It's so much b'shoigig. Usually an aver b'shoigig a chayiv achatas. By chavi krisis, kosher is not a kosher, gos achatas. And if it's misasik, you're not chayiv achatas. And then there's a din in Hilchah Shabbos, unique to Hilchah Shabbos, it's another kind of misasik. So that's what we gave a marshal yesterday. The guy asks the guest on Friday night when it's dark outside, he says, what kind of fruits would you like to have for dessert? So they all say they'd like to have pears. He goes outside and he plucks off, he thought he's plucking pears from the tree, and it was so dark he plucked off on the wrong tree, he pulled off apples. Comes back in, they're not happy with the apples. And then they say, where'd you go? What'd you do? He said, I pulled it off from the tree. He said, you're not allowed to pull off from the tree. It's a malacha, don't. So the Gemara says, he is niskaven lachtoch. He wanted to cut off pears. And by mistake, he took off apples. In halacha, it's the exact same malacha. Kotzer. He detached something that grew on the tree and it was still attached to the tree. It's the exact same malacha in our Torah. But since he thought he's plucking off apples and he plucked off pears, so that's misasik and Hilcha Shabbos. That wouldn't qualify as misasik and Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's say the guy, he's in the slaughterhouse, and they say, you're not allowed to shecht in New Jersey, in the slaughterhouse, you're not allowed to shecht karbonis. You're only allowed to shecht chulin. So he thought that this is a korban shlamim. Then it turns out that it was a korban chatas. It does make a difference. Shlamim or chatas. He knows he's doing an aver. He didn't know that it's osa to do shchut echutz. He didn't know it's osa. But he thought it was a shlamim. Turns out that it's a chatas. Doesn't make a difference. That's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. It's kama lachtach mechuba zeh v'chatach mechuba acher. He thought he's plucking off an apple, and turns out he plucked off a pear. That's a p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos based on Malachas Machshavas Asvator. But the p'tur in Kol HaTorah Kula Misasek, based on Hashvat Dabar Prat Misasek, Rabbi Shua's din in the Mishnah, that's only if Niskaben Lachtach Tolush V'chotach Mechuber. Let's say he has carrots on his plate, he takes a fork and a knife on Shabbos, and he starts cutting the carrot. He didn't realize the carrots are attached to the ground. And by cutting, that's Taisus Moshe Lanigmar. He thought that this was tolush, then it comes out that it's still attached to the ground. So that would be Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Misasik in Hilchos Shabbos, even if he intended to do a malach. So there are two dinim on Misasik. So that's what Tosis quotes the Gemara in Krisis, that according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that Mekalkal Chaya B'choyvul Mavir, it doesn't only go on Mekalkal. Mekalkal Chai B'choyv L'Mavir means that there are two out of the 39 Malachas that are not governed with the rule of Malachas Machshavis. Any other dinim that are based on Malachas Machshavis will also not apply to Choyv L'Mavir. So since Mekalkal Chayiv, Misasik Nami Chayiv, which Misasik? The Shabbos Dikah Misasik, that's only Potter based on Malachas Machshavis, Lakam Malachas Machshavis, so that Misasik won't apply to Choyv L'Mavir. What else won't apply? Let's say you do a Malacha Kalacha Yad. Kalacha Yad is based on Malachas Machshavas. Let's say you do Malacha Dovashayna Miskabe. Dovashayna Miskabe. See, if you hold Dovashayna Miskabe, it's Mutna Kola Tarakula, so it's Mutna by Choyv L'Mavir also. If you hold like Reb Shimon, Dovashayna Miskabe is Mutna by Kola Tarakula, so it's Mutna by Choyv L'Mavir also. It's like Gora from Kola Tarakula. But if you hold like Reb Yudah, the Dovashayna Miskabe is also in Kola Tarakula. It's only Mutna min HaTorah in Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas. So Reb Yudah happens to hold that all the 39 Malachas are in the same boat. Then the Kalkal is Potter even by Choyv L'Mavir. No difference. But Reb Shimon is the one who distinguishes. Reb Shimon holds 37 Malachas are governed with Malachas Machshavas, and Choyv L'Mavir don't need Malachas Machshavas. So if one would hold like, let's see, if one would hold like Reb Shimon, that Mekalkal Chayiv B'Choyv L'Mavir, and Dovashayna Miskaven is only Mutter in Hilchos Shabbos only because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas, then Dovashayna Miskaven would be Anisa Deraisa by Choyv L'Mavir. If you're like Reb Shimon, Dovashayna Miskaven is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula. So you can't say what's the difference between the 37 Malachas and the other two Malachas. But if you're like Reb Yudah, the Dovashayna Miskaven is only Mutter. If you're like Reb Yudah, the Dovashayna Miskaven is only Mutter min HaTorah by Hilchos Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas. So then if you're like Reb Shimon, that there's a difference between the two Malachas, Choyv L'Mavir are more chomer than the other 37. Choyv L'Mavir don't need Malachas Machshavas, so they don't need Malachas Machshavas. Mekalkal is Chayiv and Misasik is Chayiv, that's the Gemara. And Dovashayna Miskaven will also be there, I say. Mm-hmm. That's the Tosfos in Sanhedrin points that out. Tosfos in Sanhedrin points that out. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin, this Rabbi Yankif Emden, who made a distinction between Shabbos and Yontif, he's disagreeing with all the Rishonim, not exactly. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin holds like that also. Because the Gemara is in Sanhedrin. On Daf Pei Gimel, the Gemara is in Sanhedrin. To say, Epzanushita, that by Chayvei Krisis, Dovashayna Miskaven is in Issa Deraisa, and Mechayvei Lavin, Dovashayna Miskaven is Muta. So Tosfos goes with that. If you hold that, like that Gemara, that by Chayvei Krisis, Dovashayna Miskaven is in Issa Deraisa, because in Issa Chefze, okay, and by Chayvei Lavin, Dovashayna Miskaven is Mutter. But by Hilchos Shabbos, Dovashayna Miskaven is Mutter min HaTorah because of a lack of Malachas Machshavas. But then if you're like Reb Shimon, that Choyv L'Mavir don't need Malachas Machshavas, so then Choyv L'Mavir Dovashenim is kavum will be an issa deraisa. But if you're all like Rebuta holds all 39 malachas on the same boat. They all need malachas nasheves. So it'll come out there. Rebuta is more machman than Reb Shimon on Dovashenim is kavum. I mean, Rebuta is more mekel. Rebuta will say that Dovashenim is kavum on Shabbos is mutam and atar. It's only asim rabbanan, even on chayv lamavir. But according to Reb Shimon, no. Since they're not governed with the rule of Malachas Machsheves, so there it'll be an Issa Deraisa.
That's what Peter Yehuda versus.
Right. If you hold from this distinction that Dovashen Miskabin is only Mutter in Chavi Lavin, and Chavi Krisa Dovashen Miskabin is Osam and Atayra, and you hold like Reb Shimon that we distinguish between 37 malachas and Chayv Lamavir, then Dovashenim Iskabim will be awesome and atar by Chayv Lamavir because they're not governed with the rule of malachas Masheves. So Reb Shimon will come up to be more machma than Reb Yudah in Dovashenim Iskabim, a quirk of a halacha. Usually everybody knows Dovashenim Iskabim, Reb Shimon is maker, Reb Yudah is machmer. So Taisa says, not so fast. By Chayv Lamavir, it will come out fakir. That according to Reb Shimon, Chayv Lamavir doesn't need Malachas Machsheves, and Mekalkla is Chayiv, and Mesasik is Chayiv, and Kalachayad is Chayiv. So Dovashenim Iskabim will also be Deraisa. If you hold that Reb Shimon was only Mekal by Chayiv Lavin, it was never Mekal by Chayiv Krisis, and Mises Dezen, on Dovashenim Iskabim. And according to Reb Yudah, Dovashenim Iskabim and Shabbos always only Midirabban. It's never Deraisa, because you lack Malachas Machsheves. And Malachas Machsheves is needed for all 39 malachas. Yeah.
Can we ask another question on the chiluk between chamoris and kalis? That if it's true, then just as Rabbi Yehuda's gozer davreshenim is kavin on Shabbos for a shar kol Torah, so Rabbi Shimon should have been gozer for shar kol chamoris.
That's a very strong kasha. Tosis in Yuma, we said before. Tosis in Yuma said that even Rabbi Yehuda holds davreshenim is kavin as aser and kol Torah kulam and Torah. But by Shabbos he agrees it's only Asim and the Rabbanon. And Reb Shimon holds Dovashenim Iskabin is always Mutter, so he doesn't Asim and the Rabbanon. So why is there a difference? Why is there a discrepancy between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon? The Taisus says the only reason why it makes sense to make Gzeira the Rabbanon on Shabbos on something that's Mutter and Atar is Kedei LaHashva Shabbos the Shar Kol HaTorah Kulo. So if you hold like Reb Yehuda, Dovashenim Iskabin is Asim and Kol HaTorah Kulo, just on Shabbos is Mutter and Atar because of Alakam Alach Mashabbos. So today the Hashem Shabbos l'shar kol haTorah kula. So Yasa Dabshenim is kavim at the Rabbanon. But according to Reb Shimon, Dabshenim is kavim is mutar and kol haTorah kula. So it doesn't make sense to Asa at the Rabbanon Dabshenim is kavim on Shabbos. So he says why not? But if Reb Shimon only says Dabshenim is kavim mutar and kol haTorah kula by Chayv Lavin, but by Chayv Krisis and he says Bezner Reb Shimon agrees that it's awesome and haTorah Dabshenim is kavim is awesome. So only by Shabbos it's muta min haTorah because of a lack of malachas Machsheves. They should also say they should introduce a chumra mid the Rabbanan on Shabbos by Dovashenim Iskabin kedei lahashva Shabbos l'shar chayv krisis. Can't say kedei lahashva Shabbos shar kol haTorah kula. Kol haTorah kula by chayv lav and Reb Shimon holds that Dovashenim Iskabin is muta. Kedei lahashva Shabbos l'shar chayv krisis. That's a very strong kasha. That's a kasha min ayin bein, not long taisus. There in Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet and Beis, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, the long Tosfos. So Tosfos in the beginning develops this idea that even Reb Yehuda holds Dovashenim Iskabin is Mutam and HaTorah on Shabbos. And then at the end of the Tosfos, they explain why does Reb Yehuda make Gzeira D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, why Reb Shimon doesn't. But if you hold like that, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, the Reb Shimon agrees, Dovashenim Iskabin is awesome and HaTorah b'chai b'krisis and Mises Bezden, but then he should also make Gzeira D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Not Kedei LaHashva Shabbos L'Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, but Kedei LaHashva Shabbos L'Shar Chai B'krisis. That's a kasha, right? So apparently that Tosfos doesn't hold like that Gemara. Reb Yankef Emna holds like that Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Tosfos in Sanhedrin goes with that Gemara, because they're writing on that daf. They're assuming like that Gemara. So you'll have a difficulty. Yeah, but if you are like that Gemara, Tosfos and Sanhedrin does accept that Gemara. So how are we going to understand why there's a machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, but they ask him in the Rabbanon, Dovashenim Iskabin on Shabbos? You have a kash. Okay. Fantastic Gemara here. Wow, we. Yeah. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay. Egle Tal also has. They write, you find in other areas of Aloha also. If you do an Iser in an unusual fashion, it's mutter and Torah. But the Egle Tal, Rabbi Chana collects a whole bunch of cases also, but the Egle Tal draws a distinction. He says, because of a lack of Malachas Mashevis, he raises a shayla. Let's say a person is a righty, and he normally writes with the right hand. He does everything with the right hand. So if he writes with the left hand, it's going to be very sloppy. He himself won't be able to read what he wrote. But let's say he types with one hand. He only knows how to type with one finger. And then he's going to start on Shabbos. He wants to do Kalach Hayad, so he's going to type with the left hand. The page with the typing is going to look exactly the same. But the way he did it was different. So that's what the Egle Tal suggests, that maybe in Kol HaTorah Kulo there is a din of Kalach Hayad in other areas, but it's only if it came out a sloppy mess. If the nifal is different, if the result is different. But if only the pu'ula was different, he did a different pu'ula, like you dial a person as a righty, will push all the buttons with his right finger on the right hand on a touch tone phone. But if the guy pushes the dials and arms with the left hand, it's going to get the same, it's not going to be a weaker reception, it's going to be exactly the same. Just the way he did it was different. So he, the Egle Tal, wants to distinguish that. In Hilchos Shabbos, because of a lack of Malach Mashevis, if the way you did it was unusual, even though the result was exactly the same, that would also knock it down to a derabbanan. As opposed to Kol HaTorah Kulo, there are dinim of not the normal way, like Bishul Bechama is not called Bishul on Shabbos. Mevashel Bechama is Mutam and Atar, even Mutam and derabbanan. But Bishul Bechama is not called Bishul even in Basa Becholov. And even in Korban Pesach, Al Techum Menon No Abashem Bevushal Bamayim. So if you do Bishul b'chama, b'tol des chama, you're not in violation of Altechum Menon No Abashem Bevushal. Why? Because it's going to be a different result. The food is going to taste differently. So Rashi says Bishul b'chama is mutam and atar because ein dach Bishul b'kach. That's not the normal way to do it. So in Hilchos Shabbos, even if the result would have been the same, but the way you did it was different, that's also lowers it to the level of the Rabban. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it'll only be knocked off from a din deraisa. The result is going to be different. Yeah, that's an important point to keep in mind. Sometimes you have the din of Kalach Hayad and Kol HaTorah Kulo also, but it's not as much as it is in Hilchos Shabbos. It applies more so in Hilchos Shabbos than in Kol HaTorah Kulo.
And what in Kol HaTorah Kulo, it's based on you're not really doing the Issa?
The Torah only prohibited it in the normal way. The Torah is talking about the normal way. The guy does an abnormal fashion. That's not included in the pasuk. Yeah. That's only if the result is going to be different. But just, you stood on your head when you did it with your toes instead of your fingers, you did it in an abnormal way. But the result is going to be exactly the same. So that would only be a p'tur in Hilchos Shabbos. So you learn out a lot of dinah from this pasuk Malach Shabbos that doesn't even say by Shabbos. Malach Shabbos says by the Asiyas HaMishkan that the Chachmei Leiv did Asiyas HaMishkan Malach Shabbos. But we carry it over till Shabbos, because how do we determine what's a malacha? Achtabim Mishkan Hashiva Kari Leiv Achtalah Mishkan Hashiva Kari Leiv told her. We carry over, and how do you know you carry over? Because the pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us we should build a Mishkan, but not on Shabbos. Why not on Shabbos? What has it got to do? Shabbos Malach is also, you're not allowed to go to work. I'm not going to work, I'm making a Mishkan. So the answer is no. Whatever was necessary, all the major activities that were necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan, that's the definition of Malach. That's how you know what's a Malach. So since by Malach HaMishkan it's described as Malach HaShabbos, so it carries over to Hilchos Shabbos. So we had a few dinim. We had already three dinim that are based, four dinim. What did we say? You had Mekalkalus Potter on Shabbos, Malachas Machshabbos Asatur. Misasek, the Gemara in Krisa says, since Mekalkalus Chayev, Misasek is also Chayev. Hola Mekalkal Machabura Chayev, Misasek Nami Chayev. That's the Gemara in Krisa. It says on this side, it doesn't say exactly verbatim that Loshem, Lesa Sham Loshem Zeh, But that's what it means. It says that in the Gemara. Because they're both based on the lack of Malachas Mashemis. What else? The Tosafot says, Dovashayni Miskaben. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dovashayni Miskaben is also on a call of Torah Kulim and on Torah. But on Shabbos, the worst it can be is the Rabbanim because Malachas Mashemis also on Torah. So Dovashayni Miskaben is a lack of Malachas Mashemis. Then we said, Kalachayat is also based on the lack of Malachas Mashemis. Yeah. Yeah, what about Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa? What's the din of Malachas Shein Tzvicha? We said yesterday, that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosafos. So Tosafos quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. That Daf has quite a few Chidushim that never appear anywhere else in Shas. One Daf in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel. So the Gemara says there, even if you hold like Reb Shimon, the Mikal Kabuchovel and Maver is Chayev, but you still have to have Tzvicha L'Gufa. So Tosafos says, why? But the Gemara said increases that if Mekalkul is Chayev, Mesasik is Chayev, and then Memele Dobish and Miskaven is Chayev, all the dinim that are based on Malachas Mashabes don't apply to Chayev Lamavir. So Ein Tzvicha L'Guf is also based on Malachas Mashabes. So Tosafos, you see from that Gemara that Ein Tzvicha L'Guf is a different Ptur. It's not based on Malachas Mashabes at all, and this is in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi claims that according to the Tanna Reb Shimon, that Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'Guf is not an Issa Derais, it's only the Rabbanon, because Malachas Shein Tzvicha L'Guf is lacking Mesakein. And Tzvicha L'Guf means Rashi's definition. Tosafos has a totally different definition. Rashi's definition is you have a bad situation, and if you leave it alone, it's going to go from bad to worse, it's going to get worse. And you do a Malacha to stop it from getting worse. So you save the day. The whole house is going to burn down. He puts out the fire, saves the day. But he didn't, there's no creative activity. The house was there, he put out the fire, the house remains there. He didn't do something new. Chorish, Zareya, Koitza, Dosh, Ma'ama, you're doing something new. You're putting something in a new state. He, you're not doing, you're putting out the fire in the middle, everything is going to stay where it is. So Abuda says, that's Givaldik. That's a Hatzolah. He now has his mansion that's worth $20 million. So that's Mesakin. Reb Shimon says, no, that's not Mesakin. Mesakin ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa. It's not Mesakin. Mesakin means positive Mesakin, not negative Mesakin. He prevented the situation from deteriorating, from getting worse. So Rashi learns the Machlokes of Reb Shimon of ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is a prat, a detail within the din of Mesakin and Mekalkel. So Tosafos Tainus against Rashi. So what does the Gemara say? That in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, that even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that ain't that Mekalkel is Chai B'Chayv L'Mavir, you still need that it should be Tzvicha L'Gufa. No, Tzvicha L'Gufa is a detail within Mesakin and Mekalkel. If Mekalkel is Chayv, so what does it bother you? It's ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa. So Tosafos says, you see from that Gemara that ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is not based on Malachas Mashav, it has nothing to do with Mesakin and Mekalkel, it's just Dumi the Mishkan. How do you know what's the definition of a Malacha? Torah says you're not allowed to do Malachas for the purpose of building the Mishkan. You see that everything involved in the Asiyas HaMishkan was a Malacha. So the definition, that's how you establish Hachtahavim Mishkan Hashivik Koreliyav. You establish which are the Lamentas of its Malachas based on Asiyas HaMishkan. So what purpose you do the Malacha for is also based on the Mishkan. Whatever purpose they did the Malachas for when they were building the Mishkan, if you do a Malacha for that purpose, that's defined as a Malacha. But if you do the Malacha for a different kavana, with a different intention, by definition, it has nothing to do with the Mishkan. So therefore, it's Mutta Menater. But it's not based on Malachas Malsheves. It's because it's learned out from the Mishkan. So therefore, even if you hold the Mekalkel Chayev, the Chovel Mavir, and the rules and regulations of Malachas Malsheves, all the rules don't apply to these two Malachas, but Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa still applies, because that's the definition of the Malacha. It has to be Tzvicha L'Gufa. It's only called the Malacha if you do it the same way it was done in the Mishkan. So that's the Gemara, made the whole calculation. Yeah. So again, what's Halacha L'maisa, what's the din? Is it mutar to do Bir Rishona on Shabbos? So there are two possible Malachas. The possible Malacha of Dam, which is Chavura, which we assume like Tosafos is shochet until it's a shala, malikot l'kul, malikot l'palga, or there may be a malacha involved in asiyas haPesach, which is either boina or makala patish. Rashi here keeps on writing boina a few times. Rashi in Shabbos, when the Gemara talks about mafiz borsa, oisa Pesach, The Rashi writes, it's either boina makaba patish, one or the other. So these are the two possible malachas. So if you should assume that the dam is mifkid pakid, then there's no issue of the dam. There's no shailu of the dam. So let's say he's interested in the dam, that's not an issue, mifkid pakid, but the Pesach Memeh are going to happen, and it's not a psikreshe, it's a davashen miskaven. So that depends, but he holds davashen miskaven aser amuta. And even if he holds davashen miskaven aser, it could be that the Pesach is mekalkal, so it's a shvuz de shvuz. It'll be mutter. And if you hold that, okay. So that was the Gemara's calculation. And if you hold the dam chiburim mecheba, but he's not interested in the dam, he's interested in anu asatzmo, he's not interested in making a Pesach, he's not interested in dam, he just wants to have tashmin, not thinking about anything. So then the issue is, what about the dam? So if he's not interested, it's not a psikresh, it's a dobashen miskaving. And again, if it's mekalkal, dobashen miskaving, then it's a shvuz de shvuz ba makamitz. So bottom line, what's the din? So the Gemara says on the top line of Vav and Aleph, and Rab's yeshiva, they said it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rab holds lahakil. The Shmuel's yeshiva, they said it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel holds lahakil. So there's something got lost over here. So that's what Rab Nachman says. Rab Nachman Yitzchak. The Simoncha, Eilam Mekilim Liatzma, Eilam Mekilim Liatzma. Each yeshiva says, our Rosh Yeshiva holds that it's mutter. It's the bottom line, that's what we pass. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we hold Dabba Shani Miskabin is mutter. Because we hold Dabba Shani Miskabin is mutter. Shrek Digmar, but Rav doesn't hold Dabba Shani Miskabin is mutter. Rav holds like a Yudit. Dabba Shani Miskabin is usser. He can't prove it from the first memra. First memra of the Sukhraisa then is Isa, that's a psigratia. It's a mother of Shem psigratia. But from the second member, Rab holds the favorite, Dov Hashem Miskaven is Osir. So the whole heter over here is based on Dov Hashem Miskaven. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Leolam Rab holds like Rab Yudit. But it's a Shvuz de Shvuz from Maka Mitzvah. It's a Dov Hashem Miskaven, which is only the Rabbanon, and it's a Mekalkel. Either the Malacha is on the Pesach, or the Malacha is on the Dam. And he's not really interested in doing that. So to begin with, it's Dabba Shani Miskaveng, which is only also in the Rabbanon, and it's also Mekalkal. So the Shuz, the Shuz, but Maka Mitzvah is Mutter. Shain. That's if you hold like Rab, but we hold Dabba Shani Miskaveng as Mutter. So Shain is Mutter. He's not interested in making a Pesach, he's not interested in Haitzuas Adam, he's La Nasat Mahutzar. He just wants to have Tashmish. And it's a Dabba Shani Miskaveng on the Dam, and it's a Dabba Shani Miskaveng on the Pesach. And Dabba Shani Miskaven is Mutter Benayim Aramid. That's the end of the story. If you hold like Rav, Leolam, Rav holds like Rav Yudah, Dabba Shani Miskaven is Osir, then you have to come out to Shvuz to Shvuz Bomaka Mitzvah. That Dabba Shani Miskaven is only awesome at the Rabbanon. That's the Tesis, the gigantic Tesis in Yuma. It's only awesome at the Rabbanon, and it's a Mekalko. So it's a Shvuz to Shvuz, Shvuz to Shvuz Bomaka Mitzvah is Mutter.
Let's say Yochid had like that one of the
dasis
that we said that people don't have. So
what is Yochid has a what?
Let's say he had
dasi,
he wanted to make a Pesach.
Yeah.
Why should
he say it's
batal?
Whatever he wants to do.
So if someone got married nowadays on like a Friday, they would tell them don't have this das or.
Yeah, if that's what he wants, davke dam or he wants davke Pesach. Right. So then it'll be a malacha. Yeah, yeah. We pass him the reason why it's mutim because Dov Hashem Miskaven because it's not a psikreish. According to Rav, also, it's only mutter if it's Eina Miskaven. You need a tzir, Eina Miskaven plus Mekalkal to make it into a Shvuz du Shvuz b'makamitz. Okay, Belineta next week. We'll start from Sechreisid and Ezaisid. This is a very famous Tesis. With the Orach, Machlek, the Tesis in the Orach. Tov.